good morning to Saf and Sean. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Great, thank you.
You guys are heading up here right away for the Living Skies Music Festival coming up June 28th. You're here for the Rock Night. So first, I got to ask, is there anything in particular that you guys look forward to when performing at festivals like this?
I mean, always having a chance to see old friends. We've known Big Rec since 1997 or
wow.
8 when we were both on Atlantic Records in the States and played a bunch of shows together. So that's always nice. I think we know Captain Tractor from back in the Sidetrack Cafe days in Edmonton.
Nice.
So one of my favorite things about playing festivals is just getting to see so many friends that you are usually traveling in a different direction and a different vehicle away from, and getting to hang out. And then obviously the time on stage is great. We've been doing this a long time, and I think we appreciate it the most of any time in our career that we get to travel around and play music for people. And then for me personally, I lived in Humboldt when I was in kindergarten and for a bit of time before that. So I'm just looking forward to coming back and re-experiencing where I used to live.
That's super cool. What about you, Saf?
Yeah, all the stuff Sean said, I'll add in that, you know, we do so many shows in clubs or theaters or spend days in a row, many, many weeks sometimes in a row in a studio, that to play your instrument outside has its own kind of vibe to it. And when you get to play it outside and there's a whole bunch of people, the energy of that is pretty unique. It's a really fun and rewarding experience. So I really dig it, so long as there's no thunderstorms.
Right, yeah, that was going to be my next question, is what it's like playing in an outdoor festival compared to, like, a usual, like, club gig.
You roll the dice. Sometimes you play under some fantastic, northern lights or a beautiful, warm summer evening, and other times, yeah, it's not like that. So almost every show we've attempted to play has happened. We've had some that inclement weather pushed us off, but when it's all right, it's just magical. When it works, there's no better place to experience live music than outside in a big group of people. But when it doesn't work, you hopefully try and find some contingency plans.
So you talked about how like you and Big Rec have crossed paths and doing all this stuff. Is there maybe a chance for you guys to both get on the stage at the same time at the festival?
The stranger things have happened. Those kinds of things do tend to happen, and not always. Sometimes travel schedules and other things can affect it, but yeah, it's typically Guitarmageddon if we're all around
nice.
Each other and something ends up happening.
Nice. For a festival like this, how do you guys choose what to play and what to perform?
It's a tough one, as many records in as we are. I think there's a group of songs that kind of feel like most of them need to be in the set list each night because, people know us from Big Shiny Tunes or whatever it might be. And then there's quite a few songs that kind of sub in and take a turn and we'll mix it up and try different things. Lately, we've been adding things to the set list that hadn't been in there for a long time. This last week of shows we did, we played a few songs that hadn't been played for probably 15 or 20 years. So it's hard to represent a catalog when it goes back decades. But we'll do our best. And there's always someone leaving going, "Oh, you didn't do this one." But there's quite a lot to choose from now. So we'll try and assemble a old and new and everything in between set list.
And that's amazing. Question for both of you would be, what's one thing you always bring with you when you're playing an outdoor gig?
I can tell you one thing I should always bring with me and more often than not forget to bring with me, and that is an appropriate coat or sweater or sweatshirt or hoodie.
I want to say it's Saskatchewan, so you never know what you're going to need.
Saskatchewan. And it's Saskatchewan. I should say bunny.
Yes, yes. What about you, Sean?
It's the kind of thing we often end up having to get from someone there, but depending on where it is, bug spray is a really important one.
Yeah.
We've had some some issues with critters joining us for the set. And yeah, bug spray is the right move, along with, like Saf said, you know, the right coat, depending on which direction the stage is facing, if the sun is going down, you might need some sunglasses.
Fair enough. I like that. If Widemouth Mason were to curate their own outdoor festival, who would be on the lineup?
Oh, good question.
I think we'd have to be on it.
For sure, headlining?
That doesn't matter, as long as we're there. There's something to be said for, like Sean was alluding to earlier, where you get to see and hang with friends that you don't always get to hang with because they're on the road and you're on the road. So like the Big Rex or the Trues or Big Sugar or who am I missing, Sean? 5440.
Nice.
Or, you know,
yeah.
People that'll make
always
you
fun and funny
like
to
hanging
see the
with.
Key party.
Yes, nice.
Yeah, like people you have a shared history with and people that make you laugh, because at this stage where, you know, we get so much joy from playing, we're so appreciative of it, and if you can make it an instance where you get to laugh a whole bunch, then what else are you really looking for?